Okay, we're both tight. We left off, we had just sort of finished Kimmel, where we're in the middle of discussing the Ramah Chumrah of the, you're not allowed to pour kosher oil into a trafe oil lamp because you'll trafe up the oil on top. And we suggested, we asked the Kasha, why is this only a new Chash or Chumrah L'Kachila, the Ramah Chosheish? Isn't it just Pasha Zeya likes an entire day to Ifkes? And we answered that no, this must be the case where you weren't putting it into the pre-existing steam of the trace. Therefore, it wasn't like Rebbe Zeya. It's just that when you pour it, it would make a connection either, it's really the Chosheish Shem Mashir, and here Masoch Shach and Taz, you'd make the connection either through the steam of the pouring, not the steam of the natural trace, but the steam of the pouring, or through the stream, the nito of the pouring. And therefore, there's a mission, Mashira, that says that Toma would transfer. Of course, Toma is not the same as Tom. Toma is abstract. Tom has to be physical. For this. So the question is, what are the boundaries of this chash lecha tchila of the Ramah? So first of all, the mission, Mashira, talks about four possible combinations of what you're pouring into what. Again, this is for kosher to trace. For trace into kosher, you're always going to trace up the kosher to the bottom, right? We're always going to have kosher into trace, right? So, there is cham to cham, there is tzonen to cham, there is tzonen to tzonen, this is not the order of the mission, not sure, I apologize. And then there is cham to tzonen. In the mission, not sure, it is very clear that this is tahor, this is tamei, and this is a machlokes tanoim. So what? How does the Ramah translate that from tumah batara into? How does the Ramah translate from tumah batara into kashrus? So what the Ramah says is meaning here is the Mishnah in Machshirin. Here is Yerudea. Says this is Pashit Musar, L'Chatzila, right? The pour cold is a cold. Of course you can pour cold kosher into your cold tray, and it won't do anything to what's in the top jar. And even to pour hot into cold is mafurish, it's not a problem. Why? Because all the heat's from the kosher one. The kosher one is all the power. The tray one is no power. So let's go back to our security guard. I mean, playing the security guard. But just out of ignorance, they may do something like this, even though they're nice people. They just might not be aware. Or the cleaning people, or whoever, if they have trace tradition soup, or, you know, untraditional soup, they have trace soup mix, and they use the hot water of that thingy to put into the soup mix, that's not a problem, because that's hot into cold. Hot into cold, we're not worried the time will go upstream. Hot into cold, we're not worried about. Right? So, hot into cold is not a big deal. The big deal is just if it's hot into hot or cold into hot. What is there? I must say cold into hot is an example. You're pouring cold oil into a burning flame. So this is Asur L'Chatzila. What about this case? Cham and Tacham. What about the Machlokes Tanoim about Cham and Tacham? How do we paskim when it comes to Cham and Tacham? So here you have to go to all the different Achronim here. Most Achronim are Taka Meto, which is the opinion of the Tanakama in Machshirin. Most Achronim are Mekel. And even if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva here, says the Pesachei Tshuva in Mishnah Zavav, second paragraph, the Dad, the Shomabur, Tanakama, Mitaru, Tanukhokham. Tanakama says, hot into hot is no problem. The only problem is cold in the hot, because the hot overwhelms the cold. Like I kind of thought, Gavra Mashal, who was in the Isser. Chen Kasa Behilo, Vitzorich Yon. Yeah, Lechatzila. Vitzorich Yon. Okay, what does it mean? The Prima God always ends Vitzorich Yon, but he certainly leans that way. So what does this mean? So Musar is the opinion he quotes there from the Beit Hillel. This is also the opinion of the Kreitzi Plaisi in the Chachmas Adam. Beit Hillel, Kreitzi Plaisi, Chachmas Adam, the Prima Gadim, even though he ends with the Tzarek Iyam, clearly he leans, right? The Prima Gadim most of the time ends with the Tzarek Iyam. But certainly he leans this way. He doesn't quote the other opinion. However, there's a Kanfeyona. Kanfeyona, who is Machmer on this. Okay. Oh, Aser is the tenth b'yona. The tenth b'yona is machmer on this. I'm positive. I'm not sure who the tenth b'yona is. He's quoting Darkei Tshuva here. I'm sure you could add other people to the list. Halacha l'maisa in the Rebbe fourth kasha spot, he said yes. Well, Yashiv says, well, the chaskila kedai to be machmer. It's not a crazy thing to be machmer l'chaskila, especially since we're putting it into half. If you get it too close, you might have a problem with being mamish, which would be a much bigger halachic problem. So, Anchor didn't really, the weight of Achronim is Lakula here, especially since my focus is Yochanan Rabin, and this is the Rabin, I think is the Mishnah Machshirin, the Tanakama against for Shimon. Anyone remember the Machshirin? No? Okay, that's how to Machshirin.
If I did, I'd be too humble for that.
That's true. Rav Shimon. All three combinations are Torah except for Tzoni Lacham. Rav Shimon says even Chaim Lacham is a problem. Okay, Rav Shimon. So, let's look at Chacham Rav Shimon, right, or Tanakama. This would be the Tanakama. This would be Rav Shimon and Rav Shirin. After it didn't really seem to make a lot, it's nice to be Machra L'Chachila. Never killed anyone to be Machra L'Chachila. And in Rav 4 Sefer, he quotes here, he says, I think he says this someplace. Here it is. This is based on a ruling of Rabbi Yoshev to a third party, meaning this is Torah Shabbat Pedal, right? Force quotes that he asked someone, and someone told him Rabbi Yoshev says that L'chad Chila, it's better not to. And specifically, Machlokas, apparently I was right, I did have Machlokas or I didn't see. I'm teaching Yerodea. I was Machlokas in Yerodea and said, don't give me chumers and help the Shabbos. He's just in Hilchos Shabbos. He was Machmer Hilchos Shabbos, but don't give me chumers in your death. But Rabbi Yoshua was on my side. He said, even though, like, it's just, the question is pouring from the urn into the chol pot. That's hot and hot, right? That should be no problem. Rabbi Yoshua says, ask them to be Machmer on this. Don't worry about the fact that using a measuring cup to transfer on Shabbos, and there could be some possible shash of a problem of tonight's chazara. We don't worry about that at all. So Yosha's on my side. Not everything in the world, but at least in this case. But in any case, I want to say better than Yosha for your call. Why did I want to say you shouldn't put it in the urn right into the cholent pot? Well, Yosha says, because better be machmer, not kamel tochan. After you put it in your urn into the cholent pot, then the water, l'chachila, you're making the water fleishik, and then you can use it for coffee with milk. So I wanted to say, as it's reminding me, no, it's even a bigger problem than that. If you go straight from the urn into the cholent pot, we might have shot. If you put the cholent pot right next to the urn, the steam's going to go into the urn even before you start pouring, and that'll be zeh machmer. And if you put the cholent pot far down from the urn, then you made the hot water go so far, it could splash, and on top of the very willing, and you shouldn't have any situation where hot and boiling hot water might splash. And therefore, in any case, for whichever reason, I stand by my shita against Roy Eisenstein. See who says Chris rabbis never argue about things. here, I have a fundamental ashkafic disagreement with Roy Eisenstein here. You should use the measuring cup. Was just an example, you know, a lot of many on Shabbos, transfer the water on Shabbos. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, this is what it comes down to. Again, if you're pouring into cold, we're really not masper at all. If you're pouring cold into hot, that's a chomer l'chachil of Rabbah, and there's too many about. Ha'atah is about chokas. Well, it's nice to be masper if you can.
According to the Taz's svara, shouldn't you be masper on Chamish Tzonim?
Ah, but if you look at what the Taz says, he says because the bottom is hot and Tatar Gavra, the bottom takes over the Nitzok. I think he says that. Yes, Tatar Gavra and Mechagro Benitzok. Okay, you have to know a little more than the words here. Yeah. If you go back and look up where they come from, okay. It's because the hot one beats the cold one for the identity.
Okay.
Anyway, if someone asked me, what is this? So what does this mean, technically, Halacha Maisa? What this means, technically, Halacha Maisa, is that you should not pour from your urn, l'chatchila, if you want to be machmer on this, it's better to not pour from your urn, l'chatchila, into hot milk or hot meat, because then, l'chatchila, you'll be ruining the parivness of the water. We don't worry about this in terms of the urn itself. That's already a cleave, a nah. That we don't worry about. Like, if you can use up all the water, we're not worried. But at least, if there's any water left that's been connected, and for sure, when it comes to trace, someone asks, can I use your kumkum to add water to my trait? So again, since the kumkum is boiling water, there's really room to be makeup for the trait, because it's not cold, it's the hot, which is the problem of the Ramah. The real problem of the Ramah, someone says, can I, you know, take your oil and pour some into my hot trait or something? But even hot is hot, so it's nice to be mafer. Okay, well, yes, you like to be mafer. Nice to be mafer, not even for hot is hot, but even the chatzila, hot is hot is not such a big deal. So as long as you avoid zeyam mamish, hot is hot is a nice kumra, but not obligatory. Cold is hot is an obligatory kumra, the chatzila. And cold into cold and hot into cold is no problem at all. That's the bottom line of local life. So what is big ketchup? Ketchup is cold into hot. That's the Ramah's problem. How do we have the same ketchup bottles that we pour into milkshake and fleishik, or in the when we go to the baseball games, at the Yankee games or the Orioles games or whatever other games have kosher hot dogs? Probably a lot of games have kosher hot dogs nowadays. Boston.
LA.
All the places for Jews live. Give me a second. Houston also? Okay. The anyway, Kitzer, the what about the ketchup? So Nira Lani is dicey that I think we could be more mako by the ketchup, even though it's cold on the hot. Ketchup is cold on the hot. Nira Lani is dicey that we could be mako on the ketchup, because the way certainly in the ball games, here it's pumping ketchup, so it's not really one stream of ketchup. When you pump it, it's not all one big stream. If it's not all one big stream, not to mention that when you pump it, it's often a broken stream. Even when it's a straight kilua, it's coming through the pump. So I think your Ramah is only macher when you're pouring it. It's mamish one big stream. When it's coming up through a pump, I don't think you're macher. So I don't think we need to do macher in that. Narrowly is dicey squeeze bottle also. That's not the kind of stream that Ramah was talking about. And narrowly is dicey, you don't have to be macher on a squeeze bottle. Keep in mind, it's only a korma lechaskiva anyway. So narrowly is dicey. Yeah, you shouldn't hold mamish in the zeya, but the truth is, you put ketchup on the food in your plate. The food in your plate doesn't have so much zeya. Right? You don't put ketchup into the pot.
What about sauce?
I know.
Right.
What?
What about sauce? Ketchup. People cut up the chili. Marinara sauce. Put the noodles on top.
So if you put...
Yeah,
the truth is, even if you put ketchup into your chili, if it's from a squeeze bottle, which a lot of the ketchup, even all the ketchup probably are nowadays, then what? We don't care what it means in plastic. You're not eating the plastic. The plastic's all cold. Right? So, and I don't think the steam is going to go up through the squeeze mechanism. So, I think it's okay. Anyway, I wouldn't be so hot for
it. What?
Yeah, yeah. They're also an open plea. I don't think
they're... What about other sauces?
What about other sauces? You pour cold sauce into hot cholent. That's exactly the Ramah. So, the chore, if your mom is pouring the regular stream, then, if you want it, you keep that sauce power of lechatchila. You shouldn't put it without chol, pour it without chol. Even if it's not in the steam. Even if it's not in the steam. In a chanami. That's Ramah. Okay. Now I think we're ready to move on to Se'if Gata. Okay. Good. So good. The chazer
mashir. According to this, you don't think you use the same urn all year round, even on Pesach. No?
Ah! Okay. Let me make a caveat here. Everything we learn all year long might not be true in Pesach, because it's two magic words. Chumra de Pesach. There's a lot of chumra de Pesach. As a matter of fact, it's mafurish in the Achronim and Siman Taf Nun Aleph, I believe. It's not in Taf Nun Beis, but I think it's in Taf Nun Aleph. That on Pesach, anything you pour into anything chametz stick from, whether it's hot at the cold or cold at the hot or hot at the hot, etc., you know, if there's any heat whatsoever, we consider that lechasim chametz stick and because of chumra de Pesach. So, for example, if I take a urn and I pour water on my sink to kasher for Pesach, even though it's hot on the cold, which should be no problem even with chachila, because of chumra de Pesach, we say that urn is now chametz stick and you have to kasher it. If you didn't, your food is still kosher for Pesach. It's only a chumra bi'alma. But as a chumra bi'alma, anything you pour with any heat involved at all onto something chametz stick, we treat as chametz stick and say you have to kasher. That's chumra de Pesach.
What's the reason?
Chumra de Pesach. What's the reason? It's a good question. What is the reason? The only thing I can think of is, after maybe you could say, maybe there's like some weird shita out there that we're not aware of. That I don't know. The answer is I don't know. I have to chazer my help with Pesach. Sorry, Ian, but I know that's the halacha. I mean, this is my smachol yom, right? Every year before Pesach, what do I do? There are two chumras to Pesach. If I have a chum sticker and I have to kasher it before I use it to kasher my sink, even if it's not ben yomel, and you really shouldn't, because the chumras to Pesach, so I have to kasher my chum sticker before I use it to kasher my sink, and then if I want to use it for Pesach afterwards, I have to kasher it after I use it to kasher my sink. Neither of those are me'ikra din. If your mother doesn't know that and doesn't do it, that all your food is still Pesach dip. But as chumras to Pesach, that's what Ashkenazim do.
But
their urn's
never really
chumras
though.
Is your urn never chametz sick in the first place all year long? Yes, because since you pour from the urn into chametz stick powders and chametz stick soup and chametz stick dishes.
That's from the nozzle, not from the other side. If you're crushing the...
because the chametz Pesach, we've treated all the ones back. And it's all chametz stick. Don't worry. Chametz Pesach is all chametz stick. With urns, by the way, we're not doing health Pesach now. One of the more chametz things about urns is that sometimes people put challah on top of the urn during the year to warm up. And if you do that, then your urn is not chametz thick as a chumra de Pesach. Then your urn is chametz thick made ikra din. And then it's you know, much more chumra. Right? So if you actually put your challah on top of your urn sometimes, even once, then it's chametz thick made ikra din. That's a very, very different ball game. That's a very different ball game. Okay, then in any case, we're not going to offer that now. When do we say that the blia can go through all the food as long as it's all hot, or the thing on the bottom is hot? The taste transfers all over, and if the isser is more than 60th tray, that if isser falls into a top shell, because the gravy, the water, molech, plate, that's the isser, ma'arvo, b'chol, a top shell, makes the plate that goes everywhere. I mean, we all know this, right? Everyone knows that's the whole idea of soup. The whole idea of soup is that when you cook things in water, the water makes the taste of everything go to everything else. So that's obvious. About isser being chan, being karchan, also la cliche, so la h. But isser, whether hot or cold, that fell on something roasting, dry roasting on the fire, is different. How do we know it's different? It's before Shmur and Chulin. Anyone here learned about the Yomim? Right? This should have been like 2 weeks ago or something. No? Or 1 week ago? Okay. I underestimate how shocked everyone was.
I'm in the Ian track.
Absolutely. But this is a Mefurish. This is a Mefurish Gemara on the Sag Vavam base. Amar Shmuel lo shanu, but the Gidon Asha also says Bashal thought. The Gidon Asha only ushers everything if you cook the Gidon Asha with the other food. I will mitzvah, if you just roast meat with the Gidon Asha, call me for ochalach and you did. And you just peel and peel until you get to the Gidon Asha. You can eat the whole thing until you get to the Gidon Asha. Right? You peel it away and you eat it and just leave the Gidon Asha. So, or just leave like the peel next to the Gidon Asha. So this is a big question. When Shmuel said this, what did he mean? How much does flea transfer take? So, how much does flea transfer the time? So, this, what would you think? Sola kolei for ochalach megillah gid sounds like how much does the time transfer? It might sound like they klipa. You peel it till you get to the gid, meaning you peel it and leave one peel by the gid. Right? We talked about peeling. Why are we talking about peeling? So it might be that flea transfer takes to the klipa. Whose shita is that? The Rashba Shita, that is the Shita of the Rashba. He says, Kedei Klipa. Okay, so, Kedei Klipa, that's the Rashba. However, what's the Makar? The Makar is Kolei the Ochel in Yenanoshen, Zafani Babam Bey. However, there's another word, Psachim, in Kesat Solen, right, which talks about if some of the gravy of a Korban Pesach splashed onto the oven, then it got roasted by the heat of the oven wall, which is not roasted directly by the fire, but indirectly by the fire, and that's so. Anything roasted indirectly by the fire is possible. It has to be roasted directly by the fire. So that gravy is now possible. Okay, who cares? Stuck in the oven wall. What if it then falls back onto the Korban Pesach? Now you have puzzle trace gravy that fell onto your Korban Pesach. How much does it trace up your Korban Pesach? So the answer is today Netila. Right? The answer is today Netila. All right. Do you believe me or did I find this?
Yeah.
That's right. I was getting there. No, here it is. The Mishnah is saying, hey, days, good. Not the Beirut, but the Chazal, well, Yito lets me call, well, Yito means take away Kedim and Tila. So, who says Kedim and Tila? Many showmen. Such as Tosos, and the Rush, and the Ram, say Kedim and Tila. Why? Because of Yito as the Kedim. Right? What would Rosh say back? He would say, no, that if gravy spills on it, because gravy is liquid, that's not the same as solid, but you see them. And, oh, why don't they peel? Means peel until you get to the container peel around to get a rush at. Right, how do you know peel when we go peel? Maybe peel when we go take peel. Clearly you're peeling. But who says you leave a thin peel around to get an usher? Maybe with a thick peel around to get an usher. That's the sheet of Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ram. There are other sheetas. What did the Rambam say in this case of peeling literally? If you read the Gemara literally, let's say you're not so far. You're just trying to read the Gemara literally. It says, kolech ba'ochel ad shemagiyah legid. What does it sound like? How much of the meat is traced?
None.
You peel it everything until you get to the get an usher itself. That is the Rambam. Right? That's what the Rambam sounds like. Right? Klum, mashmos harambam. Then what do we mean by flea transfers taste? The word says clearly, kavash mevushel rotach flea, miliyat rotach, flea transfers taste. Maybe the Rambam saying flea only transfers taste of chela, right? Which is the next line, right? Maybe flea doesn't transfer taste of clean things. Maybe flea doesn't transfer taste of clean things, or we'll see many other answers to the Rambam when we get to Malika. Okay, there's one more Machmer Shita, which is the Maharshal and the Shari Yira. Flea makes chase transfer through the whole thing just like Bishel. And therefore, if the issues were in the 60th, the whole meat would be trained. This is the opinion of the Shari Yira and the Maharshal. And the Maharshal, he adds to the Nafikiyim, etc. But he really thinks the Ikra did. Says the Maharshal, no, by Giranasha it doesn't transfer so much. But by other foods it does. Right? So what's his mukher? His mukher is very unclear. Also, this comes from Kolech Ochel. Kolech Ochel, but it doesn't add Shemagiyah Legit. That's the mukher of the Rambam. Right? You peel it till you get to the Git. It doesn't say until you get to the layer around the Git. It could be, could not be. Here, this is not a very clear mother. This is a big fish. This is a big fish. It's not what it sounds like. The whole point of Shmuel is that it doesn't answer the whole thing. He would say, no, Shmuel only meant by getting a nush, it didn't mean by other things. Okay, that's a big fish. It's Marshal. Who do we possibly like? Let's go to the survey says. Sif Dalit continuing in the Machaber. Engo Osha Ella Kedain the Tila. It's Asus Kedain the Tila. We passed in the Vazai Kedain the Tila. No two ways about it. And how big is the Kedain the Tila? It's obviously more than a thin layer peel, because that would be Kedain Klipa. Shuka Ovi Rokham Espa, which is an Espa wide, like the width of my thumb, about 2 centimeters. Okay, that's a decent amount of Issa, meaning in a steak, that would be the whole thick, right? The lefikach yerush shlo begido. Therefore, a side of beef that you roast with the ginnush inside, or you roast a piece of trace meat next to the kosher meat, so again, they don't touch each other. So, you have to remove and throw out a kedain tila around the gid, or kedain tila from your kosher where it touched the trace piece. There and likewise, when else would it be flea? If Isser fell on a piece that's in a stew, but that's sticking up out of the gravy. She hooked the rotev, a piece that's outside the rotev, and this is Chazar from Tzadi Beis, right? Flonir fiddle a piece, and you didn't stir or cover the pot. And also the tila, only asked the kedain tila. I've always been the rotev, but of course if the piece is in the gravy, the rashi kulo, the riafim l'tasa, you notice some of those, the kelim had different gears here, and they had to correct it. Mine is already corrected. In rashi, if it's all in the gravy, or for the reef, it's partially in the gravy, that should be called error for us. Oh, afilu kulachas rotev niro kisak deira, or if it's all outside the rotev, then you stir or cover it. Harotev apayatam, arvnechna kulo. Then the rotev mixes up the time and makes the time permeate and spread out. That's in Tzadi Beis, right? If you stir it, it all joins together. If you cover it, it all joins together. If it's in the rotev, partially according to the reef, in Rashi, if it's all in the rotev, then it all goes through the whole thing. But if it's sticking totally out of the rotev, for the reed, totally out of the rotev, for Rashi, part of it out of the rotev, then that's just considered sling, and it'll only go into it a kedei netila, perhaps. And then there was a kasha there in the study base. We're not going to cause the whole subject now. That is Se'if Dalit. Do I have anything else to say about Se'if Dalit? I don't think so. Good. Se'if Hey. Now we're up to the next line in the Gemara. I read you from Tzadi Vav on the base in Chulin, where what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, it doesn't travel so far when you do tzli. Right? Either it doesn't travel at all, or only kedei klipa, or only kedei netila. Okay, the Marshal is a little weird. No. So what are you talking about? Rav Huna said, if you forget to do, what do we call removing the chilev from an animal? Nikar. Nikar, we call both removing the chilev and removing the gid. We call that nikar. We call the guy menaker. The didn't Rav Huna say you forget to, what do we call it, by the way, in Yiddish? Trevering. Taking out the pieces, which means the gid and the chilev, I mean, not the best thing to do, trade with the gid, they still will have the guy, or certain blood vessels that have to come out. Anyway, so, he says if you get to trade with the gid and you roast it with the chilev inside, you can't eat even from the ear of the gid, which is very far from the chilev. What does that show? That flea makes it spread throughout. Shiny chilev, no, fat is different because fat spreads more, right? We mentioned a few times fat spreads more. The mucker is the very first law, the first word in Tadi Zayin Rav. That's when Shani Chela De Mefateya. Okay, so what do we see here? That this is if it's not Chela. This is if it's Kosh. Right? Not if it's lean things, not Chela. But what if it's Chela? Then it spreads through the. Then it spreads through the whole thing, even as far as you can go, right? From the stomach to the inner inside to the air. You know, it spreads from one end to the other end. So, flea with chelev is the same as bishul. But is it the same as bishul or not? Because what was not clear in this Gemara, depending on the next line of Gemara, depending on which papers you take, is does it spread evenly throughout, like bishul, or does it spread unevenly throughout? Now, for me, it is, what if the animal is 60 times the chelev? Is it bottle of shishim? Right? So is there, what about if we have flea with chelev, right? Then clearly it's mitapeya bekubo. But maybe it's worse than cooking. Cooking, it spreads throughout evenly. So if it's less than a 60th, if time spreads evenly, it gets dissipated and gets this bottle. Does this spread evenly or unevenly? If it spreads evenly, then at least we bottle there 60 times the chelev. If it's unevenly, then you're dead. So this is a famous machlokas rishonim. The Rambam holds, says the Rambam, there are three sheets in rishonim. The Ra'ah is very machmer. Says the Ra'ah, oser kulo, afilo, tisheyesh shishim, teneged ha'eser. He says it spreads unevenly. It's not even bottle of shishim. Just spreads a little here, a little there, a little there, a little there, because there's no different medium to spread it well. It just spreads randomly. Therefore, you can't eat any part of it because there's little drops of chilev taste hiding all over. You don't know where they are. So that's very hard. It's not even bottle of shishim. No one agrees with the Ra'ah. Everyone else says, shall we show them saying no, it's bottle of shishim. But there are two versions of shall we show them. Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. What's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba?
But they didn't need the tefillah.
Exactly. Says the Rambam, kisheyesh shishim keneged ha'isser, hakol mutter. Everything's mutter if there's 6 times the isser. He says, chelev and tefillah is exactly like bishul. It spreads totally evenly everywhere. And therefore, if there is shishim kenegdo, it'll be totally bottle and everything will be butter. So in some cases, chelev might be more mako than lean meat. Because let's say the chelev is 1% of the animal, if it was lean, it would at least offer if they could feel around it. Now this fatty doesn't offer anything. That's the Rambam. However, the Rosh, but he really thinks the Rambam is right, but he's a little more machmir.
Would it be crazy to suggest that maybe if it was done through sleep, it's possible to rove, and then you could take a piece off, and then we would just assume that...
Why would it be possible to rove? I think that is a little crazy. Because no, everyone knows things can taste things that are up to a 60.
Right. No, but if you're saying it's contrary in one area, it might not have a 60 in all the other areas.
Right, I would say better, but you might really want to say to the Ra'ah is something like maybe she's bustled in 120. Because then, there's a rope to make it any place it could have given Tom or something. Okay, yes, Vadim, I'm going to leave it at 30 for now, because no one passed like the Ra'ah anyway. No one is a house when you pass like the Ra'ah. He's nidchah l'gamrei mi'halacha, as usual. For some reason, I don't know why, it's no negative justice to the Ra'ah, but we never pass it like him. I don't know why he never passed like the Ra'ah. It's very strange. His grandfather, the Baal Mor, we never quote all over Shulchan Aruch, but in the one part of Shulchan Aruch we do quote him, we almost always talk to like him. The one part of Shulchan Aruch we quote the Baal Mor? Hilchas Nida, not the Baal Mor. They never quote the Baal Mor, the poskim, but because he wrote Hatzlagos on the right of his faith on Hilchas Nida, the Malay Nefesh, and we almost always talk to like that Baal Mor. Okay, but the Ra'ah, we never talk to like him. All right, what can you do? Said the Ra'ah, but no. Neged ha'etzer. Right, well, let's make one thing clear. In ein shishim k'neged ha'etzer ha'kol aser. That's very clear, right? Question is, what if there is 60 k'neged ha'etzer? The Rav says everything's still aser. The Rav says everything's mutter. He says a compromise. Today nesilu is aser. What's his logic? And it's not a suffix. Next is Masuchet, whether it's my favorite kula or not. It's the Vada, because he thinks that the nature of Chelev in Flea is that it goes through the whole thing, but it gets a little more concentrated in the first day of Tumah. So, it'll go through the whole thing if it's more than a 60, and after the whole animal. But, if it's less than a 60 of the animal, it'll still be a little more concentrated in the Kedena Tila around where it started, and therefore give more of a taste to that Kedena Tila, and therefore that Kedena Tila will be answered. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? Let's read on the Shulchan Aruch. Says Shulchan Aruch, hey, by Medvar, when we're saying that's the also Kedena Tila, the Yerach and Gido, the Yerach, the Yerach, the Yerach, the Yerach, the Yerach, the Yerach, when do we say that flea only acts Kedena Tila? When does a side of beef with the Gina Nosh and other things or lean things that don't have power to permeate the whole piece? About Gdish, Shani, Shislo, Bechel, Boba, fat goat that you roasted, but mistakenly you forgot that you roasted it with the fat inside. If the Gedi is not 60 times the Chelev, Aser, the whole thing is Aser Lechel from your shawls, no, even to eat from the air. Since it's fat, fatty, it permeates throughout. Avalim Kachosh. But what if it's Kachosh? Okay, this is not this point yet. What if it's Kachosh? That's the next line of the Gemara. Gemara says, oh, but wasn't there a case of a flea that was yolk and was matter, even though it had fat in it? You can eat the whole ghee. The chil doesn't answer it. How kachosh haba? There's a ghee kachosh. What's the reason for the heter of the ghee kachosh is a machlokes rishonim. What's the reason for the heter of the ghee kachosh? Right? The ghee kachosh was mutter. Right? Says Tosos here. The forest will be no time. But okay, Shlomar, 2 days in Tosos. Ghee kachosh mutter. Why is it mutter? So there are 2 days in Tosos. One opinion is because Chelev kachosh ain't no mitapea. Meaning, if it's scrawny, it's not only quantitatively scrawny, it's qualitatively scrawny. Its fat is scrawny fat. A scrawny animal doesn't just have less fat. It has poor quality fat. The fat of a scrawny animal is so starved of proper molecules, whatever it is, that it doesn't have power to spread. The other day in Tosfos is because the chelev is bottled b'shishim. Okay, two deos as to why that was mutter, they had a skinny goat and a knisht of the ma'on. Right? I don't know where ma'on is. I mean, there's a shiv ma'on nowadays, which is not far from my house, but I think it was the same one. I'm fairly certain it was not. I'm fairly certain his ma'on was in the Galil. But in this knisht of the ma'on, there was a scrawny goat, and they let him eat the whole goat. Why? Is it because qualitatively? Is it a qualitative heifer? Yeah, scrawny animals have bad fat. That fat doesn't spread. The fat of scrawny animals is not real fat. Or is it a quantitative heifer? No, the fat of scrawny animals is the same as the fat of anything else. There's just less of it, so it's possible shishim. Says the Mechaber, I'm going to call the very explicit, like the opinion on the right, like Rabbi Tam, as opposed to the Odi Shlomar. This is Rabbi Tam. This is the Odi Shlomar. Okay, I guess I know if you have to pick. Would you follow Rabbi Tam, or would you follow, an Odi Shlomar? I don't know. Who would I follow? I mean, Tom or some anonymous, troll blog comment. So I follow Rabbeinu Tom. Okay, so does the Mechaber. Not that this is likely to come up for us. But the Mechaber follows Rabbeinu Tom and says, it's not just that quantity was in 60, even if more than 60, the fat of scrawny animals is qualitatively poor fat and doesn't have the power to permeate. Continuing. Let me come back to that. Let's mention it now, even though we're not going to get back to our original thing. What if you have, right, here we have the Isser, and the Isser is Kofosh, and here we have the Heter, and the heifer is shoving. Oh, this is a bad picture. They're supposed to be touching each other, right? And they are doing flea together. They are hanging out on the barbecue. What's the problem? The Isser is kofosh. It should only offer to be in a tiva. The Gemara discusses this in this case, and it's something that has nothing to do with flea. What case does the Gemara discuss this in? The sugya of Safin, not far from where we were. Recha Milsa. Sugya of Recha Milsa in the Sechet Safin. What is the name Recha Milsa? It says in Recha Milsa, we'll see this before system in Kofchet. So this is the only place in the Gemara that you have this concept. In the sugya of Recha Milsa, what does it say? The machlokes is a Recha Milsa or not. The smell counts or not. According to my number, smell counts.
Yeah.
What does it say? Exactly. What does it say in the Sugya of Recha Milsa? Let's just learn the Sugya of Recha Milsa. One line in the Sugya of Recha Milsa. We don't care till 3 Simanim from now whether Recha is Milsa or Recha isn't Milsa. Actually, we do. Okay, I'll tell you a secret. Recha isn't Milsa. The Recha isn't Milsa, right? If your mother ever tells you to shower, you smell bad, tell her we told Recha is Bob Milsa. What does it say, though? Only fatty things have a big rash. I always like to be stick them in the middle. The only fatty things have a big rash. So what does the Gemara say? Case one is, here you have Isser, Shamein, and you have Heter, Kachosh. The rash of the Isser, that fatty, goes into the Heter and makes it Usser. What about the second case, the Gemara says? That says, well, we bought you. That's obvious. Says lady who answers Recha Milsa. What if you have Isser Kofosh and Heter Shamein? So you think a Kofosh thing doesn't have a big smell. I don't mean it doesn't smell at all. It doesn't have a big enough smell to be halachically within the category of Recha Milsa. Says the Gemara, what's the magic phrase, Oren? Ozil Hai, Umfatim Lahai, says the Gemara, and this is not controversial. The controversial part is that Recha Milsa is not Recha Milsa. This part is not controversial. Ozil Hai, Umfatim Lahai. Oh, I remember that exact word. What does this mean? This means like this. First, the Heter Shamein gives its Reyach to the Isser Kofosh. You might, this is just Reyach. They're not even touching. and then makes the Isser Kachosh into an Isser Shamei. It's Mefatim, it is sentence, it Mefatim into sentence. Now that it's an Isser Shamei, the Isser Shamei gives its smell to the Heter and Asher's it. So what we see, even if the Heter is Shamei, it makes the Isser considered Shamei, and then the Isser can Asher the Heter. Okay.
How does Recha make something Shamei? And that's how Recha transfers.
Because if you hold Recha Milsa, then it absorbs this fatty smell, and then it becomes, its smell becomes more fatty also. Now, and maybe it's that its smell becomes fatty. Since it absorbs the smell molecules of a fatty thing, its smell molecules become fatty. Okay, that's the limit of how much chemistry I'm willing to make up.
Fred, I was going to ask if that for my regular...
That's the Chakira of Beis Yosef, right? Ask Beis Yosef, I wonder, is that only by Recha? And keep in mind, if it is only by Recha, then first of all, it means a special Recha thing, and second of all, we're talking Recha of Milsa, so we shouldn't take it too seriously. It's only by something that's not even Milsa, right? So maybe that's only by Recha. And don't say, make a sush cell, say, if it's true by Recha, it's true by everything. We don't even call Recha's Milsa. Give me a break. Maybe it's only by Recha, or maybe no. It has to be mentioned more in the context of Recha, but it's true by everything, right? Good question. Right? We don't know the answer. We're not sure. Beis Yosef asked this as a question, and Beis Yosef decides to be machmer about it. Right? Okay. I don't know if he's 100% sure or just, you know.
The tour also said that the Heter Shamei is also a problem.
What?
The
tour... over here,
the Torah is reading.
Right, like Lomi Baya, etc. The truth is, he's Masoch, but the Torah is clear. There's a Steve the Torah. We'll get that in a second.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the Torah is clear. Says the Torah. I'll read it to you. Thank you. Afilu chatil the Isser Kachos Rastiv Shetzer Sins the Shmei Noh Isser Mafapea Beachulo. Okay, he had a lot of questions about it, but says the Torah. We're not sure if this is a valid comparison or not. However, says the Torah. The Torah compares. The Torah, he doesn't just compare, he extrapolates. What does extrapolate mean? It means a sush cell. In plain English. The Torah extrapolates. And he says, likewise in this case, says the Torah, the Heter Shamei is Mefatin, the Isser Kachosh, and then, well, let me draw this better, because it doesn't need to go through the air, right? The Heter Shamei is Mefatin, the Isser Kachosh, and then the Isser Kachosh is Oster, the Heter Shamei. Okay, so we see he says the same thing. Even if the Heter is Shamei, it makes the Isser like considered Shamei, and then the Isser can answer the whole Heter and not just the Kedena Tila.
What is the Torah? Sorry, I mean, I don't have another Svar, but does he necessarily need to say he did a Mefatin? All he says is that Heter Shamei is...
Yeah, but it's clear that's where he's getting it from.
Yeah.
I think it's Pasha. I don't know if I can prove it by who he's quoting, but I think it's Pasha that's where he's getting it from. That's what everyone assumes. And just the main point is, where did he get this idea? It's not the Nakamura of Raven also.
I mean, it's a totally different case, but touching is not...
Yeah, but I still don't think... I'm nearly.
Yeah, why did he be touching?
Oh, because it's Lee, they need to be touching. Because we're not talking about Raven. Raven's Bob Milson. Right? We want... Rechel's Milsa, it would be a different story. Okay, fine. So, says the Mechaber, exactly this. Okay, there's a famous theory to this, we'll come back to that theory. Continuing. V'chol dover sheyesh lo piyapua shenafal mokum yadu mechafichav etzli. Anything that spreads, like Chaylam, here's what I put on the board here, that fell onto a certain part of etzli, even though the chaticha is 60 times big, Sarech Netilas Makom needs Netilas Makom. Okay, the French is mentioned many other Rishonim who hold that way. What do we paskin? We paskin like the Rashba. If, what's the example? Here you have your Heter, which is 100. On it falls a little piece of Isser, which is 1. What's the din? The Rav would say the whole Heter is usher now. The Rav would say the whole Heter is butter. We paskin like the Rashba. We paskin that this much of the Heter is usher, and the rest of it is mutter, like the Rashba. Here, some of the Achronim lean a little more, not so Pasha,
if you want to know Achronim, the Shach quotes in the Maharai, that's the Baal Truma Tadeshen, who paskins like the Rambam, but the Shach himself is not convinced. The Machaber is like the Rosh, and the Shach says, no, we'll follow the Rosh, like the Machaber, we don't follow the Rambam. So there were later, like Rishonim, who followed the Rambam, but we follow the Rosh. However, if you look in the Achronim here on the side, or on the bottom rather, in some cases we take the Rambam into account. For example, Seb, the Pitzvei Tshuva, quoting the Tshuva Shem and Rokach, says, what if you cook that without the Tzilas Makom? And you didn't have Shishim negative in Tzilas Makom. After all, maybe the Tzilas Makom here was already 1.5. No, the Tzilas Makom here was already 1.7. Right, who knows? Maybe the Tzilas Makom was 1.7. And then it became Hanan, and then you cook it that way, and then it's more than a 60th. That answer everything? He says, no, to answer everything won't be so much where you can rely on the Rambam. Apparently, they're not so convinced of the Rashba.
Not because we don't, not because we think it's just a chumrah, right? The Rashba is still, it's like you said before, the Rashba holds it.
Right, but the Rashba thinks it's really true. The Rashba, no, but because we're not convinced the Rashba is right, therefore we're not going to be super machmer and Hanan of the Rashba. And likewise, Kotzer Rabbi Akiva Eger from the Prechadash, when do we have some kulas? Right, this whole thing is usher, but it says the but we're so much on the Rambam. When we need to. If necessary, we're so made on the Rambam. What cases are necessary? Says the Pitzvei Tshuva. One example is if you cooked it together, you cook this all together and now it's going to be more than 60 with a Hanan and Aser your whole food. Or if you don't know where it fell. Let's say you don't know where it fell, so now you have to take a tzitzin kilo off everywhere. By the time you take a tzitzin kilo off everywhere, you can imagine, one tiny little scrap of bacon fell on my steak on the grill, and I don't know where it fell. So hold on a second, take a tzitzin kilo off the whole top of the steak, that's the whole steak, right? So that'll be stuck. In that case, we'll rely on the Rambam and assume that it did not serve tzitzin kilo, and it was buffalo shishim. So when necessary, we can rely on the Rambam, of course they all add, only, Shaykhul on the Rambam, if we know it was fat. If we're not sure if something was fat or not, then there's no issue relying on the Rambam. Vada is supposed to be saying Pila. So, if necessary, in actual, you know, if the answer is some actual fat, then if the answer is not fat, then the Machlokes Rambam and Rashi said, Vada is supposed to be saying Pila. If the answer is actual fat, then we can rely on the Rambam for stock. Okay, is this likely to come up in our shiny modern-day kitchens? I don't think so. Just out of curiosity.
I'm not sure I understood. Just by flea, there's no din of Hanan? You read a cooking
No. See, there is din of Hanan. This all became Hanan. And then if I cook it all together, it'll last the whole 100.
But it's on the grill. I don't need to take it out and cook it. It's already on the grill. It should become Hanan right away.
It does become Hanan, but then it doesn't affect the rest of it. This part becomes Hanan.
And why not? Why does it become Hanan? Does that affect the rest of the
world? Then it only goes through Zayin Tila.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But then if I cook it a little more than Zayin Tila and it was already Hanan, and then I'd lose 100, not just the 1.7, and that's a big loss. For a big loss, if you lose your whole thing, then we rely on the Rambam if you know that it was Chela. So it would have to be very fatty bacon. Isn't bacon always very fatty?
Yeah. In the first case, it's dead, right? Not sure where it fell. If the Rashba himself is a chumrah, maybe the Rashba wrote that in a Hanami that we don't know it fell.
Don't know. You know, it's mentioned by chumrah. You know, I think the Rashba takes more than a chumrah, according to himself. Agav, or Rabbi Akiva Eger, says that even according to the Rashba, he thinks you can make it if you don't know where it fell based on Bithel Baruch. It could have fallen in like one of nine parts. So it only fell in one. That's 8-1 Bithel Baruch. So he has a different chumrah. Okay, we're not getting to that now. Okay, bottom line, you want to know what happens if fat falls on your, touches your food on the flea, and it's less than a 60th of your food? The answer is, according to the Rambam, all your food's mutter, according to the Rashba, you're seeing seals also repop like the Rashba, but if you're stuck, it would be a big loss, we rely on the Rambam. Okay, continuing in the Rambam. Says the Rambam. First line of the Rambam is very heartless, even a Sephardi could have said it. The chum of Vosha Vlorotov of Afoy Dino can flee the whole dover. Anything that's cooked without gravy
without water, or baked is like sleet. That's true. Sleet doesn't have to mean broiled. Anytime you don't have liquid, that's called sleet. The Yei Shomrim, here is Ashkenazim. Yei Shomrim, the Imen, the Bikimej, the Mekukasko, Shoshamim. Right? Some people say we're not a bucky. What's considered fat? What's considered lean? Yeish Lesser, Becholin, Yad, Yikashishim. So we say, basically, we turn sleet into Bishol. Just more stronger than Bishol, also oxygen and ketone. And we say all sleet is Mefapeah through the whole piece. Basically, you have a very, very lean piece of bacon which lands on your meat on the barbecue. All your meat is trace, unless it's 60 times the bacon. Because even though we're not a bucky, what's lean and what is fat? So therefore, we say it spreads through the whole thing. Vachila ika shishim sarfiyos makam. And even if you have shishim, you also need tzilos makam. Here you need tzilos makam for two reasons yet. Number one, because we're not bucky and maybe it's kachosh. Number two, because even if it's a shahim, you don't like the rashba. Vachaki nahod. Okay. Minig Ashkenaz, as usual, is not the Kiyan. Therefore, we don't know what's kachosh, what's shumming. And therefore, we treat everything as shumming. Everything as shumming means that Ashkenaz is sitting in Tila. And if it's more than a 60th, if you're in Shishim Kenegdo, then it answers all the heter. That's our Minhag Ashkenaz. We don't distinguish between kachosh and shumming.
You say any flea is considered shumming. Does that mean we also think that anything salty is shumming? Like, do you mean anything that's considered a lot of hot we view as shumming?
Yes, in the end, we'll see that if it tests explicitly.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, we Ashkenazim have to say everything might be fatty. Whether it's flea or whether it's malicha, we have the same cover. We're not the kid. Which means that, let's take another example. Let's say a piece of deli meat, I know, lands on your challah while your challah is baking. Even then, a slice of deli is more than 60th of your challah. We don't say was it fatty meat or lean meat. We say it made the whole challah fleshik, or for straight deli meat, made the whole challah trace, because we treat everything as shami. Now, get something to help. Do we really treat everything as shami? So here is the Rama as 1.2. Says Rama, the daska the iser chaylev or shar iser shayach or shamnumis. Only when it comes to chaylev or some iser that shayach shamnumis. Meaning only something that could be fatty. And what are examples of things that could be fatty? So the Taz gives an example of a gravy. All gravy could be fatty because it could be from fatty meat. Avol iser lo shayach or shamnumis. What about an iser that's not even shayachly fatty? Vavadai kachosh, and it's for sure kachosh. Anyone directly in tefila, then there's nothing to not be an expert about. Only asers today in tefila, like for example, pure blood. Blood we assume is not fatty, like pure blood. Or I don't know, you can imagine things aren't fatty. What's not fatty? I don't know. Bread. Bread's not fatty.
Crackers
are not fatty. There's a lot of things out there that are not fatty. I assume tomatoes are not fatty, whatever it might be. There's a lot of things out there that are not fatty. Anything that's for sure not fatty, you don't have to measure that, we're not machmir about. Okay, so it sounds from the Ramah up to this point, like what's been a Ashkenaz, when it's something like a meat thing or cheese or something, which is sometimes fatty, sometimes not, then we're machmir that everything might be fatty. When it's something which is never fatty, right, like an example would always be bread. You know, your bread touches your matzah, you want to know, does it only make it chametzik and tilo or the whole thing, et cetera, things like that. Then we are not machmir, and it only has to stay in tilo. Yes?
Does that mean it has to be fatty machmas atma? You can't have absorbed something fatty
If it absorbs something fatty, then it would be a problem. Right, so bread might depend on what kind of bread. Right, maybe some breads are very fatty. I don't know if breads are really that fatty. I have no idea how much fat content is in bread. Yeah, but enough to make it really fatty? I don't know. How much fat, like what's the maximum fat content
of
bread?
No,
not no breads are so fat. I don't know how fatty could bread be. Like, bread never tastes oily to me. Not a lot. I don't know. Does bread taste fatty to you? Okay, done. Great. The issue is this is like a real example in some tofkas. I'm not making up this example. We assume that bread is never fat. Even though I know you put some oil in your challah if you're Ashkenazic, but only a little. not enough to make it taste really fatty. You know, it's not like meat. It's not like fatty cheese. You know, like normal cheese is 30% fat. Your challah is not 30% oil. Okay. The kashrus, but we'll leave it for now. Here, just it gets a little more complicated. Why does it get a little more complicated? So, it gets a little more complicated. The shach here, mentioned already. Shach here. Says the shach into Chavetz Zayin. When it's far becomes dofi, the dam will shayach hosham lumis. We explain many places that blood is not mishayach hosham lumis. It can never be fatty. So therefore, it's no problem. You can test these bars. You know, in the sharvim leaf, with shishim, we look from the gamri. However, it's a test, we'll clarify, that the minig is to require shishim from alicha, even if something's totally fatty. Even if something's totally lean. Even if it's not mishayach hosham lumis. So all of a sudden he says, well, we're not from that. Where do we see that in Se'it? Where do we see that in Se'it test? Because, says the Ramah, L'fi she'ein non ha'bikim e'chom l'kafesh, known the shar b'chom alicha v'shishim. Kemo bishol, we always use shishim from alicha for everything, and it's really, in the Ramah is pretty clear. The Ramah Sif test actually matches what he says here. What does he say? Kol deve is shayev bosham nunis. Like people chela bo tzirvati agad li itzer she'en bosham nunis klal. So he has no shum zol like chumming. L'kuliyam o li chen oseres rak k'day klipa. So the Ramah is pretty clear. The shachmet that he will quote, that in Sifkat Mlamet Ches, become welcome a mina de ain lahakel. We can be a serabani shlahakel. I've come lost in Torah's Chatas. What does he quote from the Torah's Chatas? From the Torah's Chatas, he quotes, however, the mina gets to be machmir, even in terms of machayef or something. So in the end, the shock aside, we're a little more machmir than it seems now. Okay, maybe we'll put that on the board. We can put it on the board now, and we can put it on the board when we get to it. What's the din of ain anu mikir? And here we have an Isser D'Oraisa. And here we have an Isser D'Rabbana. And here we have a Dovar Sheshayach Bo Shamunis. And here we have a Dovar She'ein Shayach Bo Shamunis. What is our last thing for? A Dovar Sheshayach Bo Shamunis. We're Machmir that we require Shishim. Right? Oser. Ad Shishim Ramah. And he's not Machalitin Doraisas in Rabbanan. Oser Ad Shishim Ramah. What is the shock ad that he quotes? He says, I'll quote him to test from the. And they're both consistent. It's a pain in test, he says the same thing. But from the Torah's Katas, the shock aside, that our meaning is also in Machalitin like the Torah's Katas. Right? So what is the Ian Dorsh Inshaif or something? If it's an issue Doraisa, it's Oser Ad Shishim. This is from the Torah's Katas and the Shach. So the only thing that's left after the Nitzilah is Dorsh Ein Shayach Bo Sham Lunis, that's an Issur Rabbanan. Otherwise, even though it's not Shayach Bo Sham Lunis, it's going to answer everything if it's an Issur Doraisa, because that's the Minug in the, according to the Torah's Chatas. However, the Shach in the Cotton Yud Beis already mentioned the Mimakom She'ein hefzik tzas afavi agav megishat ruch shishim afilu b'melicha. What does Shach say in the Cotton Yud Beis? He's talking there about Issur D'Rabbanan. Sham Shalkit is Asur D'Rabbanan. So he says, you know what? As the shach to put in your base, Ella in pain. That's the shach in to put in your base. If it's hefsek tzas, we're making this dravana, it's dravana even if it's shayach bo melicha. And Rabbi Yekiva Eger says, this will be enough to look for now, on the shach, on the Ramah a little later, that, give me a second, sorry.
Rabbi Kiva Eger in the end of Sif Test says, over okay. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. And then in this case, even though maybe it's the Machmir, or Mako, if there is Hefsid Tzas, does the Shach also say that? Masha Afilu Makom She'ein Hefsid Tzas. Okay, he certainly, Yesh Akhmer Makom She'ein Hefsid Tzas. Okay, he says it also over here. Shach also said in the Kamala Ches. And over here, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ella and Cain, there's Hesed Tas, and this is Rabbi Kiva Eger at the end of the Tetzi Tas. Okay, so that's basically the Iker Chumra is an Isha Daraisa that could have been that. Then we're Machmer that Asher's out Shishim, that it's fat, it's about pay, and we don't say this is lean meat, and this is lean gravy, and this is the scrawny chaylev, that we answer all of them. If it's this drabana that's lean but could have been fat, we're machmer unless it has success. If it's this rice that's not even shy to be fat, we're machmer unless it has success, unlike your amal, like the Torah's katas. And the only time we're making legamri is if it's an ish drabana that's not shy for shoveliness. Okay, we'll add a little more to this that has to do with Melita when we get to there. Let us continue for now. Two sifbos. Sifbov is, what's Sifbov? Here, it's the very next line in the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, that's Zayin Al, says, Rabbi Yochanan made a kula in the Knishta de Ma'on. Rabbi Yochanan popped in a certain famous kula. One day he popped in the kula in the Knishta de Ma'on. In the Knishta de Ma'on. Okay, what is this? What was the kula? The first shot was, it was a Gdi Kachosh, and he was Mako. Then there's a second Masorah. There's three Masorahs. The third one is that you can rely on the Goyish Shef. We discussed that a lot a few Simon ago. The second Masorah is Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Kulya Bechel Bahava Besharia. It was Kulya is a, what's a Klaya?
Kidney.
A kidney with the Chela. The kidney has Chela in it. The kidney, they roasted the kidney with the Chela. A problem. And they mastered the kidney, even though it was roasted with the Chela. Why they mock the kidney even though it's roasted with chela? Very strange. Right? Kidney is not 60 times chela. So Rashi explains, Mishum de Mafsik Kruma, because there's a membrane between the chela and the kidney, and the membrane keeps the taste of the chela out of the kidney. Okay, that's a special kula. Again, you're not likely to get this shayla, even if you're a rabbi, like a big, big young Israel. It's unlikely anyone's going to ask you what to do if they accidentally barbecue the kidney with the fat on it. We have to learn Torah. So, according to the second of the three Masorahs of what happened with Knishta de Ma'on, Yochanan's master because the membrane says the, right after that, that's Ches. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Okay, Vav, I apologize. Vav, Dagar Sheish Lo Piyapua Bitzli. And while you're after the Chavi, you have to remember that for Ches. I just was on the wrong page. Vav, Dagar Sheish Lo Piyapua Bitzli, while you're after the Chavi, you have to tone that tacton gover. Something that spreads in flea. If one was had a one was the cold, the bottom one, tatalak dover. The secret of Nochokam al Tome, Eno Oser, El Lakide Kliba. If hot falls on cold, it'll ask the Kliba, the Nochokam al Tome, and Ain Behesha Shisha Kneged, it's our philosopher. Cold fell on hot. If there's not Shisha, everything's Oser. What does he mean here? He means here that in order to spread more than a Kliba, you need to have a medium that makes you spread more than a Kliba, and you also need to have heat. Let me put this on the board very clearly. Saying if it's not hot, then no matter what, it's not going to spread more than a kliba. So let's just put this on the board. This is what we have. What are the two different cases? You could have cham al gabe cham or some al gabe cham. These cases are the third are considered hot. And what's the rule? The rule is that if it's bishul, meaning liquid, if it's in a liquid, then it's oser kulo ad shishim. If it's flea, then if it's kachosh, which Ashkenazim
our nearest source is it. It's Oser conveying the Tila, and if it's Shomein, then it's Oser Kulo Ad Shishim, and it also after today the Tila, even if it's possible Shishim. Right? This should not be surprised. What if, I wonder, a lot of people get confused about this, what if it's a Kulo Ad Shomein?
I can't put Tonin on Gabi Tonin, that's not official, or sleep. What is the Kamal Gabi Tonin? Kamal Gabi Tonin is Tatal Gover. Tatal Gover overrides everything. It overrides Shomain, it overrides Bishl, it overrides Flea.
Only Oser today sleep up. Some people get confused. They say, oh no, but if it's Shomain, it's about pay of the whole thing. No. All this Shomain and Flea and everything is only going to attack. Kamal Gabi Tonin is cool to the Tatal Gover. It never asks when they sleep up.
Question on the first test.
There's a question on the test, okay? Okay, did you get it right?
I see.
Okay. I guess discretion is the better part of valor. So that's what the Rambam is saying here. If it's Chama Gabi Tomein, then there's nothing to talk about. Nothing else matters. Zayin. Ha zekatiha de isra seres haverta ben giyasa dafgat shi isura machmas atma kigon neveva o basar bechalof. When does the chatiha asher another chatiha that it touches? Only if it's usher, if it's intrinsically usher, like nevela or basar bechalof. Avolim ein ba'isha o masher bo'en makam acher. If it only has an isher that was bo'weya externally, ein oser sacheres hanugasva. It doesn't asher another piece that touches it. Afilo nitzli yachem. Even if they're mamish roasting together for an hour in the barbecue. Okay, dig cool. Yes.
A little bit. I guess unrelated, but according to the Shafi, one of the few Shurim ago, something that's kind of like Abe Sonin is also could be a creep of it. It might be Irui, Irishon Shonitzaka Kiluas, and therefore it wouldn't be able to be Mubashal anyway, because Tami did not tell Gavar. Meaning it's not because it's not tell Gavar,
yeah, it's not
tell Gavar,
it makes it not able to be
Mubashal. No, but it might be Irui, Irishon Shonitzaka Kiluas.
Which is not Mubashal because it's not tell Gavar.
Oh, it's not because of it. Oh, okay.
Okay, so this, anyone remember what this rule was called?
Actually, what was it called?
Let's just get this rule down 1 second. Oh, I don't need too much. Okay, let's put back. Here we have our principle. What's the principle? The principle is that Ein Bliya Yotzeis Mechaticha Lechaticha Leave Rotev. Leah doesn't go from one piece to another piece without Rotev. That's the principle. Now, what do we mean Blia? I don't mean the Blia of the time of the piece itself. The time of the piece itself, of course, goes into the next piece. That's called time transfers through sleep. What I mean here is an external Blia. An external Blia does not go from one piece to another piece of that Rotev. So, for example, let's say I drift some lard onto my steak. Now my steak is a blea of lard. And, well, lard is a bad example. Let's say I drift some yayin nesach onto my steak. Now my steak is a blea of yayin nesach. And now I roast that steak with another steak. The yayin nesach blea can't go from steak one to steak two without Rotev. Rotev makes all the time transfer. But without Rotev, it can't go. Because without Rotev, blea is not powerful enough to get out an external taste and take it out of piece one and put it into piece two. It's powerful enough to get the taste of piece one into piece two, but not an external taste. So let's take an example. If here we have Nadela roasting next to Shmita, then the taste will transfer. If it's fatty Nadela will transfer through the whole thing. If it's non-fatty Nadela will transfer through Tila, because that's not a blia. That's the taste of the Nadela itself. But if we have here kosher, and here, kosher, shebala tam iser, kosher that was bolea tam of an iser, and we roast it together with the kosher piece, then it'll hit a brick wall. X. It can't go through there. Why? Because tliya, if you cook him in soup, the paste will transfer. But if you don't cook him in soup, tliya is not powerful enough to transfer a blia from one piece to another piece. That is a principle. Can't transfer from one piece to another piece. Ein blia yotzi mechaticha lechaticha bli rotev. And therefore you're okay. So let's say I have a piece of taka kosher meat, the last kosher wonderful meat. it just has a you know, has a little blea of itzer of you know, trip orange juice and air, whatever the case may be, then it is not going to trip up. It is not going to trip up anything else that it touches on the barbecue. It'll just keep its trace taste in itself. And if you'll ask, hold on a second, according to Ashkenazim, what do we call it? Pizza kanan. So according to Ashkenazim, will its own kanan juices,
it's only quantity,
go into here? So the answer is, after all, I know, the blia will go through, but won't its own juices go through, and aren't its own juices kanan? So we say, this is the reset of the Tosfos and the Fast of Cooling. No. Even within the realm of Hanan, anywhere where the original Bliya can't go, the Hanan also can't answer. Ein Nasser Osar El Mokum Sha Answer Yoko Leilech Lashav. So, what do I mean by that? Let me say this a little better. The Bliya Isser Shabo hit the brick wall. Right, it can't go from Chatzicha to Chatzicha without Rotev. What about the Tam HaChatzicha Shanasa Nevela? What about its own juices? Can't that go through the next piece? Obviously, its own juices go through the next piece, but they don't ask for the next piece. They're not considered Itzer anymore because we have a rule here, Ein HaNasar Oser, even though it's Hanan, Ela B'Mako, Sheha Oser Yachol Leilech Lashav. We have a rule, we don't take Hanan to an extreme. It's not that this piece Mamash turned into Vela, but Mamash turned into Vela's own juices would offset this piece. No, its own pieces are only Hanan where the Isser, the original Bliya's Isser can go with it. Where the original Isser can go with it, its own pieces add to the quantity of Isser. But if its own juices go to the next piece and the original Isser doesn't go with it, that undoes the Hanan. The Nasser is an Oser, except where the Esser can go with it. And then it adds to the quantity. Okay, so this is a principle. This is a principle. What is super duper controversial here? Which two words are super duper controversial here? In the line I just read from the Shulchan Aruch. Basar B'Cholov. Let's look at Basar B'Cholov. Now, if you'll say, didn't we learn this twice already? The answer is yes, but apparently we can use Chazar. How about this case? What if I have basar shebola chalav? And here we have kumin. Now, what benfias, we all know what happens. Benfias, what happens? The blia chalav hits a brick wall, right? A blia can't go into the, that's an external blia, it's not the natural taste of the piece, it can't go into the next piece. However, the ta'am basar shenas and vela does go through to the next piece, right? Because that's not a blia, that's its natural taste. Its natural taste goes down to the flea. So here's the question. What happens in basar b'cholov? Do we say that now the ta'am basar can answer the next piece even though no cholov goes with it? Or do we say, ein answer osel, not from she'es or yopal leil, not shaman? Question is, bas b'cholov, when chanan is d'oraisa, do we say, no, this meat is so chanan that even if the time of the meat travels without any milk taste, it'll still be chanan and after the next piece? Or no. And then answer also, the time meat cannot transfer to the, the time meat goes into the next piece, but the time meat does not trace and goes into the next piece because it's no longer mature to the milk. This is a big question mark. What's the big question mark here? Is the time of basar from basar b'cholav still usher if no cholav, no tam cholav goes with it? Right, that's an interesting even question, right? How permanent and deep is the hanan of basar b'cholav? In shari surim, we pass an egg, give me a break. I know this piece is Hanan because it got a blia of Isser, but if the time this piece goes to the next, goes to another piece, without any blia of Isser, then it's perfectly butter. How is Bas B'Cholov? Do we say every molecule of Basar became trait Basar, and if the Basar taste goes to another piece without any Cholov, it still asks for the other piece?
Or do we say no? As long as the basar is in the same place as the chalav, it's all chanan. But once the basar goes into this next piece without any chalav, then it's not chanan anymore. We say the nesar can aser, any place the oser can go.
Why is it different than etchalikul?
Ah, so basically this is a machlok to the etchalisof to aser. What do we mean by etchalisof to aser? Do we mean kipshuto yubi machmer? We pop an etchalisof to aser, you'll say. Meaning even if you get rid of the milk, the meat tastes still aser. At least the must for chalav. Or do we say, no, eshul soto means even if you decrease the ratio of milk to meat to 1 in 100, to 1 in 60, 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000, 1 in a million, it'll still be usher. But if you make it zero milk, then that's mutter. That's the real question, right? Another way of saying the question is, how far do you say eshul soto usher? If you decrease the milk to a minute fraction, it's still usher? Or even if there's no milk at all, it's still usher? This is a famous machlokas. It's really machlokas we've shown him. See if the machlokas agree in Rashbam. But it's more famous as machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. This is machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. Said the Shach. I want to make sure I'm not doing it the wrong way. Said the Shach, Osir, right? And what does he say? Asher Lesosto Osir means that the ta'am basar stays asr even if completely separated from the ta'am chalav. Right? And that's what Shlomi assumes was pashup shah in actual self of asr. He's not crazy. The Taz disagrees. Says the Taz, mutter. Nope. The big question is, can you reverse the Isser Basar Chalav on a Basar molecule? According to Shach, if the Basar molecule is Basar Chalav, it's irreversible. Nothing can make it mutter again. Ha, says that? It's reversible. What does Eshel Sokto Aser? No, he says, Eshel Lesokto Aser just means that the Tom Bosser stays usher even if the ratio of Talam Cholov in it is very small. That's what I mean. Even if you squeeze out a lot of the milk from the meat, and now the milk is only 1/100th, or 1/1000th, or 1/1,000,000th, it stays usher. Hanash. But if the ratio is zero, then it's not basar b'chalav anymore. How could it be basar b'chalav? You've reversed the kanan. How could it be basar b'chalav? There's no chalav in it. So is there, do we have any scientific way? The modern scientists have a way. I have no idea if they have a way. If they do have a way, it's certainly not economically feasible. Right? But does Talmudic science have any way of you have a mixture of meat and milk, and you could only separate the milk from the milk and get meat without any milk in it whatsoever with zero? Yes, there is a way. If you roast it next to another kosher piece, what goes into the kosher piece is only meat without any milk whatsoever. Does that become kosher or not? According to the Taz, it becomes kosher again. According to the Shach, it stays trace.
What is the Taz? If I would have a piece of meat and a piece of milk and a drop of milk drop on it, and then I would put it into a Taz full of meat, the reason the original piece of meat would stay also because it's more concentrated where the drop fell. Because otherwise you could have said, now it should go into everything equally and there'll be less than treating the same thing.
No, actual self goes usher. Right? Still a ratio.
Oh, okay.
That's good for actual self goes usher. That's why I'm actual self goes usher.
Okay.
Now, here, this is when did we see this machlokas? Remember in Sadi days we had this case where lo near below kisa and the milk fell only on the top piece, and we say only the top piece was usher, not the piece next to it? And someone asked, hold on, but the top piece is usher. Shouldn't the juice of the top piece usher the piece next to it? And I answered that, and it was there at that level of Shach and Taz. According to Taz, no. Right? This is outside the roof, obviously. According to the Taz, drop of milk goes through this piece, but it can't usher this piece. So the milk can't go from piece to piece, and the juice of the meat is not usher when it's by itself. According to the Shach, it does usher this piece. And the Shach there inside of the base, Taka said, yeah, it ushers the top of that piece. He Taka said that. Who does Machaber hold like? The Shach or the Taz? What? Who's the Mechaber hold by? What does the Mechaber say? So we read the Mechaber again. When it's flea, that's a sure machabah. Like the veil or boss of a kalash. But if it only has a flea of something else as mutter, the machaber and the tor, who's quoting the sound of the force like the shach. Right? This is who we add to the shach plus mashmaos hator.
Sorry, why is it
mashmaos? Because he says boss of a kalash next to it. Basar b'chalav asher is the piece next to it. That's exactly the same. Basar b'chalav asher is the piece next to it. Doesn't that sound like a shach? Okay. What does the Taz say? Says the Taz, you know what? I could claim if I want the Torah Sukhan to agree with me. I just have to reinterpret what they said. By basar b'chalav, that's not what they meant. What does the Mechaber mean? What does the Mechaber mean by, right? Oh, Foster Bechala. Says the Mechaber. Oh, Foster Bechala. The Pshat, and the way the Pshat reads it is, here you have Foster Bechala, and here you have Foster. And the Foster Bechala, Aser is the Foster. Aser is the Foster. The chalav can't transfer. It doesn't matter. The buser transfers, and the buser is also usher. But the Taz thinks it doesn't usher. So what does the Taz say? Exactly. He says, no, it means you have buser, and you have chalav. Obviously, you have to dream it, let's say, right? You have buser, and you have chalav. And all it means is that the time the buser goes into the chalav, and the time the chalav goes into the buser, because that's not an external via, that's themselves. Bas b'chol doesn't mean bas b'chol and something. It's not parallel. It's saying the vela or bas b'chol. He says that means the vela and shkuta or basar and chalav. Not the vela and kosher and or bas b'chol and kosher. That's not a valid cash. He can't be so medactic in the machaber. He's not the kosher. He's not even the Mishnah. He's not even the Rambam. He's not even the Rambam. He's like the Gemara. Are you medactic every time the Gemara says, yes, oh no. It's funny, but it's actually true. Not Kashal Rama Bahar Madriga than the Gemara, but the Rama was writing a different style than the Gemara, right? The Gemara was a discussion. The Rama was a code. That's why the Mishnah is like the Rama. It's a code, not a discussion. And the Mishnah Torah. Okay, this is the Machlokes. The Taz claims the Machaber is not against him. The Shach says, Machaber sure sounds like me. Okay, very fundamental Machlokes. What did some of the other Achronim say? The Maharshal is on the side of the Taz. The Shach admits that he just doesn't care. And the Gra here even holds like the Taz. What does the Gra say? In Sivkat Mem, says the Gra, Kalsiv Zemi Divar Rashba, Ritzonu Lomar, Basar Anu Gev Bikina. Seems true, that's the Rashba held. And Basar Shavu Michal, Havik Shara Dar Vulu Sheinu Oster, Kamosha Kasvu, etc. Okay, he's Mako like the Taz. A lot of Achronim end up being Mako like the Taz. So the Maharshal is with the Taz, and the Gra is with the Taz. Okay, I don't know that it comes up all the time. This Machlokes is Shach and Taz, and a lot of Rishonim are also like the Taz. Pashup Shat the Rash is like the Taz. Pashup Shat the Re, the Tosos Re, even the Re, the Rotosos, is like the Taz. It really does sound like more Rishonim are like the Taz, which is fascinating for understanding the deep lumsus of Hanan, right, Shlomi? The Lamaisa, I think most Achronim are like the Taz, okay. This is not the kind of thing you're likely to get a shy about. But more Achronim seem to lean towards the Taz here. Okay, that is the first half of Sif. Okay, the first of the three halves. The second half. Let's continue. Bamed varma murin, this whole, oh sorry, I didn't finish. Oh, yeah, I did. Bamed varma murin, when is this whole rule that Ainsley of Presidently wrote that? Unless the Blia is shaming. A Blia doesn't go from Katsifa to that rota unless it's shaming. If it's shaming, then it does go from Katsifa to that rota. Then that's much more chomer. If it's shaming, it is much more sovereign. And that's what Machaber says. Bamed ver mishavol eshachinim mefapeya. Aval bol ver mefapim, the things that permeate, that spread, b'tibon, naturally, gom shuman, like, for example, fat. Osiris chaver, zabim, two bim, b'gatsu, b'zucham, b'cham, whether it's roasting, whether it's just two hot things, touching each other, or if the bottom one is hot and the top one is cold, then that's how government considers hot. Okay. If it's fat, then it goes from chatifa to tikkun that road tip. So for example,
Thing we're out of order, this goes with this, and this goes with this parentheses. If I have,
upside down.
Yeah. What?
Looks like an upside down smiley face.
Okay. I'm a good litvak. I'm not chashin. Next Thursday. If here we have basar, shebala, remember my lard, shuman chazer, that's how you say lard in Hebrew, and here we have just regular kosher meat, right? Basar that had an absorption of lard, some lard fell on one steak, and then you grilled it next to another steak, that's much worse. Over here, what do we say? We say the blia chazer goes from one piece to another piece. Since it is fatty, it has the power to go from one piece to another piece without rotes. And there, that's much more chomer. So the question is, and do we then say everything goes from one piece to another piece without rotes and erase this whole sif of Shulchan Aruch? Says the shot all over the simon, both in Sukkot and Yuzayin and in Sukkot and Yuzches, both of which I know are very long. I'll read you from Sifkat and Yuzches. He says, if you listen hard, he says, the Avgav Lom Chalkinu in Kachos Lashame, even though we don't know how to distinguish Hanu to Gufa Dover, that's only Gufa Dover. If it's just a question of Bliya going from one to another, we're not Machar to another. Again, we trust our Bikian. Right? But, we are Bikian. Obviously, I don't mean we're more of an expert in whether a Bliya is fatty than whether a gufa davar is fatty. I mean that we're machmir to say we're not bekiyin by a whole piece that we're not sure if it's shaming or published, but by a bliya that we're not machmir to say we're not bekiyin, apparently, since it could be that not all sheets agree that it was spread in the first place. Therefore, we're not machmir to say we're not bekiyin, and we rely on our bekiyin. So if it was shuman chazir, if it's a piece that's sort of lard, you'd say that taste does go to the piece next to it. But, what do I mean by this? Where does this really belong? Shit. Bola, Tom, Isser, Kapush. Then it's Mutter, Afilu, Le Ashkenazim, Sha'anu Bikian. We're Bikian, and in the Bliya, we'll rely on our Bikian. Not that we have more expertise. We just rely on our expertise about, so we don't have this kumra that we treat everything as shami when it comes to ing bliya yosmeh, which is what I have to say, but bliya yosmeh. Okay, now we get to a, did I fill this whole board? Yes, okay. Now we get to the famous stira of the Torah. Right? What's the famous stira of the Torah? Between Sif Hei and Sif Vav. Famous theory in the Torah between Hay and Sif Vav, the shots and tazim in this are very, very long, you might have noticed. The famous theory between Sif Hay and Sif Vav. So let's put the famous theory on the board. In Sif Hay and Sif Vav, both have a difference between shumming and coughing, right? Sif Hay and Sif Zayin. What is the Shomin and Kachush? In Sif Hay, here is the background. In Sif Hay, a Dover Shomin is Misapeya Bitzli, while a Dover Kachush is only Oser Tadei Klipah. And here I'm talking before Ashkenazim and before Rav Nachman Bekiya. I mean the Ifritim. In the Zion, what rule do we have? As Gomer Shamein is... Mifapeya mechatsifa lechatsifa libratev. I mean, just like in Dover Shamin is Mapeya through the whole, just like at the end of the Dover Shamin is Mapeya through the whole Chatifa, a Bli of the Dover Shamin is also Mapeya. But, a Bliya Shamin, but a Bliya of the Dover Kachosh, Eino Yose, Me Chatifa, Le Chatifa, Bli Rotev. That is the background. Let me just illustrate it with a picture. Here we have Isser Kachush. And here we have Heter. Here we have Isser Shamein. And here we have Heter. Isser Shamein, it'll go through the whole piece. It'll only go through A to Day and Ziva. Okay. That's what we learned in Sif Hei. What do we learn in Sif Zion? Here we have Heter. Shevola Isser Kachosh. Here we have Heter. Heter Shevola Isser Shamein. What's the difference? The difference is Heter, Shabala, Isser, Kachos will not travel from Chatifa to Chatifa at all. If it's Bolea and Isser Shamein, it will travel to the next Chatifa. Okay. So far, there's no Spiras. Right? The Shach says, a Spira, not a Spira, different than Minhag, and says, hey, Ashkenazim are Hoshesh, that everything might be Shamein, we're not experts, and says, no, we're not Hoshesh. Okay, that's fine, that's Minhag. The Spira is this. What about Ozel Hanim and Fatim? What's the Sira? What about the subject of Adil Hai Umisfating Lehai? What does the Torah say? Says the Torah, a Sira, right? And says, hey, we read the Torah. What did the Torah say? Afilach is the Yetzer Kachos, which is Hetzer Nizan Ishmeina, Yetzer Vapeya Bechulo. But what did the Torah say in Se'et Zayin? Sorry, I have to find the tour in Sif Zion. Here we are, much later. What does he say? He says, give me a second. Afila chatim shel heter shmeina v'shumish v'mfateya. Then the balua is not yotzei leha. The Torah says like this. What if you have an iser kachosh and heter shamein? Or what if you have the parallel here by the bliya? Heter shebola iser kachosh. Heter Shabala Isser Kachos, right? Heter Shamin Shabala Isser Kachos, right? What about that case, right? And what does the Torah say? I didn't read the whole sentence. I'll read the sentence. Ready? Vafilu nitzul biyachas she'ein davar abalua b'chaticha yotzman libala b'acheros eli de rovim. Vafilu chatim shal heter shmeina v'shim shabam fapea. Ve'ein she'ein shum shabam molechimo ha'isser alu b'chashecha yochalei lech b'tivo. What is the Torah pasuk? In this case, Adol Haim Fafin Lahaim. It asks the whole piece. The shamnunis of the heter causes the iser to ask the whole piece. In this case, says the Torah, it will not go through. Here we have a stira. In this case, the shamming of a different piece will let this iser travel all the way. Over here, even the shamming that's in the piece itself of the bliya's iser won't let it go to the next piece. That's the famous stira in the Torah. Everyone's bothered by the steer in the Torah, including Beis Yosef, etc. How do we answer the steer in the Torah? So, There are two ways not to answer the Steven the Tor, but to disagree with the Steven the Tor, to be consistent. One way to be consistent is the Taz. Says the Taz in Sif Hey. What Sif Kutten would this be? Sif Kutten.
Yud.
Sif Kutten Yud. So one answer is Taz Sif Kutten Yud. He argues. What does he think? He says, no. There's no such thing as pizza. Pizza was only for Reach. This idea of Azrahim Fatmahim is only for Recha. And he says, in this case, Mutter, and in this case, Mutter. Ah, what about Azrahim Fatmahim? That was only such a Recha and Recha Lav Melsa. So he says, both Mutter. Against the Mechaber.
When Ezra Shamin is in the fact into the other thing, of course it's pulling over at Itzer. Over here, maybe the Hetzer is in the fact in the Hetzer Shibola Itzer Kakush, and then it pulls over Hetzer.
But why doesn't the Shamin in the Hetzer be talking about Gwias Itzer that he's fighting? Think about it. This shamunus of this hector is mufasa a different piece of Isra. Why can't the shamunus in this hector be mufasa the fleas Isra that's already inside it?
I'm not sure how it works. I mean, based on chemistry, I'm just suggesting that the hector is mufasa in that piece, just like here, the left piece is mufasa in the right piece, so here, the left piece is mufasa in the right piece.
Yes, that's not insignificant. Well, why shouldn't the right piece be mufasa in the flea inside the right piece? Right? Here we have hatika hector. Is mefateh chatiha pitzer, and here we have chatiha heter on the right, eino mefateh, really in mefatemet, blia iser shevetoko. Why? Right? Okay, so the Taz says you're right, they're both most of the Zopitum. The Shach suggests that did the Mechaber copy over these two tours? He copied over the Torah in Sif Hey. He didn't copy over the Torah in Sif Zayin. Why is that? The Shach says maybe the Mechaber meant to offer in both cases.
Right.
The Shach himself doesn't think so. Shach himself doesn't think so. Shach, which Sif Katan is this? Sif Katan Yud Tes. The Jaffa Machaber says maybe he argues, and he says this case is usher, and this case is also usher, to be consistent. And Tata, that would be usher in this case, it would be pitum. So the Tata thinks there's no pitum outside of the Sugya Brea. Shach says maybe the Machaber thinks there is. That's why he brought down the Machmer Torah and Sif Hey and left out the Mekel Torah and Sif Zayin. However, it's not the Mach, because the Machaber didn't say he was Machmer Sif Zayin, he just left out. So maybe it's the Sukkot, right? The Darki Moshe has a resolution. Says the Darki Moshe, he says it has nothing to do with the one piece that's Isser versus Bliya that's Isser. He says they're talking about two different kinds of Isserim. Some Isserim are Shayach Pitum, some Isserim are Unshayach Pitum. What does the Darki Moshe say? He says only something that Shayach Hanunis can have Pitum. Meaning, a cracker can't have pitum. Only scrawny fat can have pitum. It says here, what does he say? Here, ha-isser, who, shuman kachosh, sheshayif bo pitum. The isser is like a bad kind of fat, which is not fat, but it's shayif pitum, so it can become a better kind of fat. While over here, ha-isser, says the Ramah, it's just a red herring that here there's a whole piece of Isser, here there's only a blee of Isser. The difference is, can the heter be mefaten the Isser and make it shamein? Can a fatty heter fatten up a lean Isser? Depends what the lean Isser is. If the lean Isser is scrawny fat, it can be fat and they become good fat. If the lean Isser is tomatoes, then no matter what you do, you can't make them fatty, because they're not shy at the fattiness. So it's just a difference. An Isser that's shy at Loshamnunis can be fattened up. An Isser that's not shy at Loshamnunis can't. We don't possibly get any of these three.
Most Achronim Paskin like the Shach. The Shach quotes the Bach of our Shalom of Prisha, Shach of the Yutet, and the Nekudas HaKeset on that Taz. Someone here's answer four. Says the Shach, the Bach, he's just arguing for what a lot of the Marshal, the Prisha, and the Shach. He says in that the Kutin Yutet for himself, and also the Nekudas HaKeset on the bottom of the Taz of Kutin Yud. He says, no, what's the difference? The difference is Sif Hei versus Sif Yud are two different things. This is talking about Chatichas Isser, and this is talking about Liyas Isser. I know, if you read these long Shach and Taz, I get a lot of Shach and Tari and Lashonos and formulation, etc. So I just want to get to the main point. The main point is very clear, says the Shach. Shuzik Lashmo. Sif Hei is something Sif Hei, which is two pieces. A piece of Isser, and to Zion, some of the Zion, which the Bli of Isser is something. This is very question. A whole piece of Isser, if it's next to something shumming, it can become fattened and have the property shumminess itself. A mere Bli of Isser, that can't be fattened. It's too weak. It's too small. It's too incorporeal to say it got fattened up and changed. There is a very question. You have a piece of lean meat next to a piece of fatty meat. The fatty meat will fatten the lean meat, and then the lean meat will spread. You have a blia of something lean inside something, that blia can't get fattened. It's too weak. It's too thin. And therefore, there's no such thing as pizza. And that's why this tour made the hakra that he did. We paskin like the, again, I know he's not like this, but we paskin like the shach and most achronim. That gives me to pain to find the difference between an iser be'en and a blia fisser. An iser be'en can have pizza, and a blia fisser cannot have pizza. It's that simple. Okay, any other questions? Okay, I'll mention briefly there's an interesting discussion in the the Shach of Kutin Chaf Aleph. Do we does a, when we say a fat blia goes from chaticha to chaticha without rotev, does it even go from chaticha to chaticha in a case of tatar gomer? Like, will a fatty blia go to a klipa from chaticha to chaticha in a case of tatar gomer, or tatar gomer is so weak that it won't make even a fatty blia go from a chaticha to chaticha?
The bottom one is cold and the top one is fatty and hot?
Yes, precisely.
So
or vice versa. okay.
Like this. And this is very much a side point, but I'll just make a little side point for it. What about if you have flea here you have cold top and one of them, it doesn't matter which actually. Right? Let's say this is Heser. This is Heser Shevala Isser Shami. So, an Isser Shami is only Mefateh from Chaticha Chaticha without Rotem, right? But, Ademekerle Bala Tzei Klipa. Can Ademekerle come out, or Ademekerle can't come out? So, says the Shach, Eino Oser Klal. Normally, a fatty bleeder goes from one piece to another piece that Rotem. Yeah, the bottom one's hot. But if the bottom one's cold, it's just a momentary belief, a klipa that's not enough to get down. And the Prima Gadim is Machmir. He says, no, Oser to the klipa. He says, no, it's Oser to the klipa, even if it's Apeya. And he's Mako, the Makom Hefzid. This is the Shach, the Menkope, the Kutin Chaf Aleph. Okay, it's a very local point.
Can a fat blia move into a kli?
Same for going into a kli. Okay, now I want to do the third half of this simon, which is much more halacha l'maisa, which should be much more halacha l'maisa of this, which is the Ramah. Says the Ramah, the kol zeh b'shtei chatichos, aval kli shavala eser oser heter shenogev ofil b'eser shenu shamei. This is talking about the two chatichos. Ain blia yotzei mechatichah b'zichah b'li rotev. But blia is yotzei from kli to chatichah b'li rotev. Let's say I bake my bread on a ben yomot trace pan. What is trace pan? The pan's not trace. It is a bleu trace, right? No one made out of trace metal. It is a bleu trace, right? Someone cooked lard cakes on my pan. I rinsed it off briefly, and 5 minutes later, baked challah for Shabbos on the pan. Say, ah, there's no rotet. So the bleu, I can't go from the pan to the challah. Am I okay? Oh, maybe lard is bad. Let's take a look at that. No. Leah can always go from a kli to a chaticha, that rotev, just not from a chaticha to a chaticha. Why? Because a kli doesn't have its own taste, so it's easier for the bleu to go out. A chaticha has its own taste, so the external bleu is not going to go out with that rotev. But a kli doesn't have its own taste, so the external bleu will go out with that rotev. Now, this is... let's pause this for a second, and then we'll see the two other possible combinations. How about bleu? Remember, I mean external bleu. I mean the time of the thing itself. Right, if anyone gets confused and thinks I mean the time of the thing itself, I'm going to be angry at them. Right? Ha'im bliya, meaning an external bliya. Obviously, if I roast ham, the ham taste goes out without roasting. I mean an external bliya. Yotzei bli roasting. So you can all tell logically there are four possible scenarios. One of which is in the Machaber, one of which is in the Ramah, and the rest of which are in the... the rest of which are in the shachs of Kut and Kuf Gimel. So, case number one is the Machaber. Ochel, or should we call it Chaticha? Chaticha to Chaticha. So what's the answer? The answer is that a bliyas kachosh ein a yotze and a bliyas shamein is Yosef. That's the case of Machak. What's the Ramad case? Kli to Chaticha without Rotev. Says the Ramad, Kli to Chaticha, that's called roasting or broiling on Treif Kelo. Of course the Blia always comes out of the Kli into your food. If you roast in Treif Kelo, it makes your food Treif. Why did the Blia always come out of the Kli? Because the Kli doesn't have its own taste, so it's easier for the Blia to come out. So says the Ramad, the Blia is always Yosef. If I roast or bake on a trace kli, the bleu of that kli will go into my food, whether it's shumming or not. Okay, there are two other possibilities that the Shach discusses. One possibility we totally know. We've learned before. what's the one possibility that we learned before? Is this one also in the Shach? Alright, doesn't matter. We learned this before. What about a kli to a kli? Does Tom go from a kli to a kli without real test? No. Nothing shaman or anything. Ain't a yotzeis. Ain't bliya yotzeis a kli to a kli without real test. Okay, what's the more interesting part? How about ochel to kli? Okay, maybe this. So what about ochel to kli? So ochel to kli, we assume, is the same as... it's coming out of an ochel. You know what? Three. What about chaticha to kli? Same as one. Four. What about kli to kli? Ain't a yotze. Okay, what's the main discussion of the shach and sukkot and chaf gimel? What's the main discussion of the Shach and Sukkot and Chaf Gimel? If it is Yosei, how far is it Yosei? How far does it penetrate? So Bli is Kachosh and Yosei, Bli is Shom and Yosei. What about Kli to Chaticha? The Bli goes out. How far does the Bli go into your Chaticha? Why is that important? That could be a real Shaila. Someone baked bread on a trace baking pan that was Ben Yomo. How much of the bread became awesome? See, can we look at it? Feel all of it? The bread's not 60 times the pan.
I'm not sure that's my mouth.
What?
I thought it's my mouth. I thought it's my mouth no matter what, but it's all shummy
now. We don't even know the rule of shumminess. And no, we're only machmir and a piece that's shummy, not a bleu that's shummy. Remember that I just put on the board before? So this is the discussion of the Shach in Sukkot and Chaf Gimel. Kassel Zebedaki Moshe Pashu Deino Oser Rak Kidei Klifa Velo Rotev. Moshe Nisbar Le'el. Only Kidei Klifa. Ah.
says Avri quoted Marshall earlier, who said that Asher is the whole piece. So do we possibly have a cleat of the whole piece? So he says it depends what kind of item. Says the shach, right? How far does it penetrate? This could be real halakha l'maisa, right? Someone takes a, right? You roast meat on a trace, clean trace barbecue. That's benyot. How much of the meat was traced up, right? How far does the time of the part of the barbecue goes into the meat? Whether it's showing or not, it goes into the meat. How far does it go into the meat?
Would it apply to the plate if you're frying on a frying, not a frying pan, a piece of...
Well, yeah, frying pan might be a little different because oil. That's a baking tray, right?
Any liquid, any amount of liquid.
Could be, yeah. What about a baking tray? Right, what about a baking tray? Right, I just bake deli roll in a baking tray. And then I bake some milk. I wonder how much it was milk, how much it became traced. Right, so, says the shach, it depends. The Ramah says only the klipa. The Marshal says all of it. And he says, you know what? It's going to depend. It's going to depend on whether it's dry or moist. Whether it's dry or moist. Some things are dry, and some things, they're not in liquid, but they're moist. Now we have to figure out what's dry and what's moist. Like bread is dry. Deli roll is dry. Deli roll is dry. Hamburgers are pretty moist, like a lot of juice comes out of them, right? They're not in rotev, but a lot of juice. So, says the shach, it depends. If it's a davar rotov, moist, mekulov, it penetrates the whole thing. If it is a davar yavesh, dry, then only the klipa. What does this mean? This means, interestingly, if you have, let's say, a challah, and the challah is warmed up on a trace baking tray, that's been yomo, only think of the challah is also, the challah is a dry thing. Peel off the bottom layer, and you can eat the rest of the challah. But then he says, hold on a second, what if the bleus in the kli is shamay? Efshar that the Yavish Gamri is Oser. Then Efshar that it's also the Gamri. What if, however, what if it's M. Bliyat HaEser Hishmina? What if the Bliyat of the Efshar was tabby? Then to the Shach, I'm not sure. Then maybe it'll also the whole thing. However, the Pesach Tshuva in Sivkat and Yud Gimel quotes in the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Pesach, who says, doesn't answer the whole thing, only the klipa. And the Note of Yehuda says, if this shach is not sure, and the Magen Avraham is sure, what's the rule? Ein sofek motz v'dei vadai, right? And therefore, what happens in this case? Says the shach is mesufek. Says the Magen Avraham, nope, only if it's a klipa. And the Note of Yehuda says, we don't like the Magen Avraham, because the rule is, ain't stocking those for the bandai, and it's only for the klipa. So we say that no matter what was absorbed in the pan, even if the pan just baked lard, even if the pan just baked bacon, which is very fatty, whatever it might have been, and then you put a dry thing like a challah on a baking pan, and you bake it, the tam, the bliya inside the baking pan will go into your challah, but it will only ask your challah, because the klipa, so just peel off the bottom of your challah, and you can eat the rest. That is halacha Le-maisa. Okay, I'm still not sure how often that'll happen. Maybe not with lard, maybe with milk inflation. Efshar that this could happen with milk inflation right, somehow. You have a milchik benyomo baking pan, and you bake deli roll on it. So, how usher is the deli roll? Only can they please, because deli roll is very dry. It doesn't matter. The deli gets absorbed into the bread. Okay, we'll have to pick up with Sifchas, Mirtz Hashem, next time.
How is considered dry?
How is very dry,
when you first put it in.
It's very dry.